For Friday, August 14th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for August 15th. That is Friday. I'm glad that you're here. Open your Bible with me, if you would, to the writing in Hebrews, specifically chapter 12, and I want you to find verse 1. I'm going to read this first section down to about verse 7. So again, that's Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Follow along as I read. This is what the Word of God teaches. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the ones he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, Chastening. And this is what he wrote. It is very easy to quench the spirit. We do it by despising the chastening of the Lord, by fainting when we are rebuked by him. If we have only a shadow experience of sanctification, we mistake the shadow for the reality. And when the Spirit of God begins to check, we say, oh, that must be the devil. Never quench the Spirit, and do not despise him when he says to you, don't be blind on this point anymore. You are not where you thought you were. Up to the present, I have not been able to reveal it to you, but I reveal it now. When the Lord chastens you like that, let him have his way. Let him relate you rightly to God. Nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. We get into sulks with God and say, oh well, I can't help it. I did pray and things did not turn out right, and I'm going to give it all up. Think what would happen if we talked like this in any other domain of life. Am I prepared to let God grip me by his power and do a work in me that is worthy of himself? Sanctification is not my idea of what I want God to do for me. Sanctification is God's idea of what he wants to do for me, and he has to get me into the attitude of mind and spirit where at any cost I will let him sanctify me wholly. You know, I think that each one of us could likely recall a time in our lives where we have experienced being humbled. Maybe it was at work. Maybe it was by a family member, maybe it was by a friend, maybe it was by a total stranger. But we can all relate to what it feels like to have humility forced upon us. Oswald Chambers teaches us in this devotion that we ought to be quick to respond to the chastening of the Lord, that is, the humbling of the Lord. And I agree with him, we ought to. However, I also feel that we should pray to God that he would remind us to remain humble so that we don't have to be humbled by him. A college professor once told me that when we are humbled by God, it hurts each and every time. Yet when we pray that God would remind us to remain humble, it's not so painful. You know, I hope that you have been encouraged and challenged by today's devotion. I hope that you will identify those areas in life where maybe you could use some humility. I know that we all can. Tomorrow morning, we're going to look to the Gospel of John, specifically chapter 3, verse 7, for our encouragement. I hope you'll join us. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.